on with Mario Lopez.
Hey, you're on with Mario Lopez. In studio right now, please welcome one of the stars of I, Tonya, Paul Walter Hauser. What's going on, man?
Thank you, sir. Straight from Saginaw, Michigan, here to Los Angeles.
Saginaw, Michigan in the house. Dude, we all love that movie here in studio. I mean, obviously great film, nominated for Academy Awards, one of our favorites. But you really had like some scene-stealing moments. And we were all big fans of yours. Am I right? I'm not lying, right, guys?
No, I mean, first of all, I actually looked up the footage of the real guy.
And
You did a phenomenal job of playing him.
You got to do your YouTube homework. I got the audition back in November of 2016. I just come back from doing a pilot in Vancouver with Eric Balfour and all these wonderful people. And I come back and get this audition. I'm like, there's no way I'm getting this. But I did look up that interview, and I just watched it ad nauseum, him just lying to Diane Sawyer's face. And I was like, God, I got to get this. I got to totally capture this guy.
And the guy, Eckhart, what was his first name again?
Sean Eckhart.
Eckhart. He actually passed about 8 years ago, and he was a relatively young guy too, right?
Yeah, he was maybe 40 in 2007 when he passed of what we're told are natural causes. I would guess based on his health, it was like a heart condition or something like that.
Well, I'm sure a lot of stress in his life too, this episode.
Or based on the stories he told, maybe he was murdered by another government.
Maybe he was on espionage.
Yeah. To honor his memory, let's just say that he saw the red dot on his chest and he said, I've earned it. Thank you. The Soviets have got me at last.
I mean, what a fun character too, man.
Too much fun.
I remember when I was speaking with Allison Janney too, she shot her role in like 8 days.
Oh yeah. It was intense, man. Listen, the specs are, it is a period piece that spans the 80s and 90s, biography story with A-list talent shooting in 31 days over 240 shots and setups with $10 million. So like, it was some indie stuff, but everybody came and showed up with their game face and a lot of sweat equity, no egos. It was like the kind of set you want to be on.
Yeah, well, it showed. Where did you shoot the film?
We shot it in Atlanta, which is like the new Hollywood.
Right, right.
Yeah, everything's filming over there.
And now the film, I, Tonya, is out on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital. So if you haven't had a chance to check it out, definitely check it out. So clearly a big breakthrough role. I know you've been out here in LA for a while via Saginaw, Michigan.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for plugging the hometown.
Yeah, you got to give it a shout out.
You were also on Kingdom.
I was also on Kingdom. I did a show with Frank Grillo and Nick Jonas. That was really a terrific show, but kind of underseen. It was tough to kind of get seen. Had we been on a Showtime or HBO, it might have been a little bit different. But yeah, just bit parts. It's always sunny in Philadelphia. Key and Peele, little parts, and this was the one that has been providing a kind of a new era for me.
And what can we look forward to checking you out in next?
Oh man, I got a bit part in Super Troopers 2, April 20th, a bit part in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt for Netflix in May, June, and then I did a Spike Lee movie where I get to play one of the stupid baddies in this movie called Black Klansman. I play opposite Adam Driver and Topher Grace and John David Washington from Ballers. It's a very
cool,
it's a dope movie. It's gonna be good.
How was it working with Spike Lee?
Oh my goodness, I'm such a fanboy. So like, even I was telling Danielle, I'm like, I'm kind of nervous because I like Saved by the Bell was my favorite show growing up. Like, if you put me in front of Brad Pitt, I wouldn't bat an eye. But I'm like, Mario Lopez is kind of messing me up right now.
That was like our first week doing this radio show for me. It's the same thing.
And it's genuine, man. It's genuine.
Well, I appreciate it.
But Spike is a film hero of mine. I love films like 25th Hour and Do the Right Thing. So I was intimidated, and then you find out he's just a film nerd like me, man. He's just living out his dreams. It was a blast working with him.
Good for you.
Do you prefer to do comedic stuff, or do you like the serious stuff? Because like the character in Kingdom was pretty dark. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he had his issues, but
it was messed up. I would say my heroes growing up were Chris Farley and Philip Seymour Hoffman. They both left us way too early for their personal reasons. So in my day-to-day life, I'm seeking Jesus Christ and some salads, man. I'm trying to keep my stuff. I'm trying to keep my stuff right. But on screen, bring it on. On screen, I want to play the most defective individuals imaginable because I love that stuff.
Well, keep on that healthy route right there. And professionally, things seem to be going well. Personally, you're available, single, ready to mingle.
Mario, I didn't even pay him to say this. He's just being a bro right now. He's being a buddy.
Well, we're just throwing it out there. I mean,
in an Oscar-nominated movie.
Yeah, hello, ladies.
Listen,
and a nice guy to boot, ladies. I'm just telling you.
And I cook this weekend,
what?
St. Patrick's Day. I'm having a party from 4 to midnight at my apartment in Silver Lake. And
Are you inviting us right now?
That sounds like an invite.
I'm inviting everybody in this room. Corned beef and cabbage, homemade mashed potatoes, homemade mac and cheese, some garlic toast, some Brussels sprouts.
Ooh.
I'm doing the whole thing.
Well, nice. You provide liquor, and that sounds like
that's
a
it.
Date.
We got coffee and Bailey's. We got Heineken. Come by. But I'm saying that to any ladies listening. Hit me up on the social medias.
Hey, there it is. There it is. Well, man, we appreciate you taking the time to come, and please come back next time. We've got something you really want to talk about, and we'll promote out there.
I greatly appreciate that, guys. Thanks for making time.
All right, brother.
Much love. God bless you.
On with Mario Lopez.